Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Guest is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. Before we get to David, I just wanted to mention that first thing I did this morning when I got up was check and see what's happening to the price of gold. Gold is up $10 this morning and $20 over the opening yesterday morning, or almost 20, at least 15. Silver was up 20 cents. Something big is in the offing. I'm not certain what it is. But, of course, remember gold and silver, like the canary in the mine shaft. We have now our two carrier strike forces and the Boxer strike force over in the Persian Gulf. Tremendous concentration of power, moving planes into Turkey so they can be used to bomb and attack Iran, moving another carrier task force into the eastern Mediterranean in preparation for a coming war. The American people don't want a war with Iran. The Iranian people don't want a war with the United States. Most of the countries over in that part of the world are frightened to death that expanding the war will totally destabilize the Middle East. And could it possibly be that that's the real agenda? Could it possibly be that the reason we're there is because there is an age-old plan to bring democracy to all the nations of the world and unite them into a new world order and a new world religion? Well, something big is in the offing. Those of you who didn't hear our talk a couple of days ago, I guess it was Tuesday evening, with John Quirk, who has strong ties to the intelligence, having worked in the Middle East with the intelligence agencies for many years. You'll find it on my internet site, Tuesday, John Quirk interview. I will be interviewing him again this afternoon. Fascinating material. Is it accurate? You'll have to decide. All I know is that something is in the offing. And what we need here in America is to get back to our Constitution, because if our legislators were following the Constitution, we would not be on the brink of war. And with that as the background, David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Oh, it's a blessing and an honor, Dr. Stan, and you're absolutely right. The founders of our country wisely, because they had a biblical view of law and government, they wisely structured our form of government to prevent power from being accumulated in the hands of any small group of people. And even in doing that, in putting together the seven articles of the Constitution, when that Constitution was sent to the 13 states to ratify, the cry from all those states was, wait a minute, there's something missing here. You've told us what the federal government is permitted to do. You haven't set boundaries around its activities to say this is what it's not permitted to do. And that, in that, they were demanding a Bill of Rights, and many of the states would have never ratified the Constitution had there not been the promise that a Bill of Rights would be immediately proposed and brought to the states for their approval as well. And so that Bill of Rights was precious to our founders, because they recognized that anytime you grant power to another human being, even if that human being has supposedly the best intentions, if that power is not clearly restricted, if that power is not circumscribed such that they know where they cannot tread, then that person is going to abuse that power. And today we have a government in Washington, D.C. that has trampled upon the Constitution in so many egregious ways. Last time we were together, we talked about the Fourth Amendment. Today we'll talk further about the Fifth Amendment and so on. But when you look at what they've done in the Patriot Act and the Fourth Amendment, you have to say these people have no respect for our Constitution. These people have no wish to even obey this Constitution, which they took an oath before Almighty God to uphold and support and defend, which tells you they have no respect for God either. Because if they had an inkling that their eternal soul was at stake, which is what Ecclesiastes 5 tells us. When a person takes an oath before Almighty God and then does not perform the terms of the oath, they are in deep, deep trouble before Almighty God. And that's the case with our president. Almost all of our Congress and senators, with few significant exceptions, and the judges as well. And the fact that they've been able to gut the Fourth Amendment without there being an uprising here all across America of people saying, that is unallowable, we're going to remove you from office, we're not going to tolerate this, shows me that the American people either don't care, or probably, I believe this, they are not informed. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment says. They don't know what the Constitution's purpose is. And therefore, when it's violated, they don't even know it's been violated. And they think, oh, we're safe, we're secure, there's no problem. Well, the truth of the matter is, as you share in so many of your shows, that we are in deep trouble because these tyrants intend to take away all of our God-given rights. And as we began looking at this section of the Bill of Rights last time, the Fourth Amendment turns a corner in that the Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, and Eighth Amendments all deal with a criminal justice system. From the start in the Fourth Amendment of the government's restricted powers to investigate you only if there is very clear evidence that would support the idea that you have probably committed a crime, and therefore a warrant signed by an impartial judge that the evidence points to you having committed the crime, that we can give a search warrant that would search your place, your premises, your papers, and those sort of things, only if that independent authority, the judge, looks at the evidence that the police present and say, yes, the evidence supports probable cause that you have committed a crime. And we discussed last time how the Patriot Act has completely gutted that, and now phone conversations and your financial records and your email and your snail mail and every of your information that should be private is being snooped and searched on by the federal government illegally and actually criminally.
Well,
they are breaking the law.
Let me just point out that this is all being done, and the American people are accepting it because they honestly believe this has to do with the fight on terrorism. The war on terrorism, which, of course, we're fighting in the Middle East today. We're not fighting terrorism in the Middle East today. We're recruiting people into the terrorist movement who never would have gone into it only because of their growing hatred of America and because of their frustration and because of their anger because their family or their friends or their father or their brother have been killed inadvertently over there, or maybe even intentionally, they're going to become terrorists, and they're going to join the jihad against the American people. And if you really think this has anything to do with Osama bin Laden, you go to the FBI website and pull down the 10 most wanted men and look at the reasons why. Not one word there about 911.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Upon me is Pastor David Whitney, and he's talking about how, they've gutted the Fourth Amendment with the Patriot Act. They know exactly what they're doing, and I was simply pointing out that if you really believe that this has anything to do with Osama bin Laden, go to the FBI website, look up the 10 most wanted men. They have Osama bin Laden's picture there, and they mention, of course, the attack on the embassies in Kenya and in Tanzania, but they don't mention 9-1-1. Why don't they mention 9-1-1? Because there's no evidence. They don't have evidence that ties him to it. If the FBI doesn't know, how does the government, how does George Bush know he was responsible when maybe he hasn't told the FBI that Osama bin Laden was behind 9-1-1. Go there. Pull down the picture. I hope they haven't changed it. The last time I was there, why, no mention of 9-1-1, which means the Patriot Act really isn't necessary. This is not about terrorism. If it was about terrorism, they would have sealed our border immediately, our southern border. They did not. They would have made sure we had marshals on every plane. Less than 10% have it. We can't tell you how many because it's classified. We can't tell you what percentage of our planes have marshals on them because we don't want Osama bin Laden to learn. That's the reason. No, Osama bin Laden is used as justification for taking away your freedom. Take the story up there, David.
Well, when the government begins to suspect it needs to investigate you for having committed a crime, the Fourth Amendment was designed to protect you from abuse in the part of the government going on a fishing expedition, breaking into your house whenever they choose to, without a warrant, and all those things that are currently being practiced. Those are things that are violation of your God-given rights. Now, if you are suspected of having committed a crime, that's where the Fifth Amendment steps into protecting your personal and your property rights. First of all, if you're convicted of or accused of a capital crime, before you can even stand trial, there's a process called the grand jury that is to protect you as the citizen, a buffer between you and the state government. And its purpose is that no one should have to go through the expense and trauma as well as the jeopardy of a trial unless a grand jury of common citizens determines there is probable cause. The grand jury, when it hands down an indictment, is not saying the person is guilty. They are saying the evidence that the state has gathered against this person is sufficient enough for this to proceed to a trial. Most people misunderstand this, and they hear grand jury indictment. Oh, that means the person's guilty. No, it only means that the grand jury has looked at the evidence, done an independent, they're supposed to have done an independent investigation, and determined that the evidence is sufficient the government has to move forward in a trial. So you see, there's several stages of protection. First, you're supposed to be protected from the government doing a fishing expedition into your life, into your papers, into your personal effects in the Fourth Amendment. In the Fifth Amendment, you're protected from actually going to trial in a capital crime unless a grand jury of average citizens determines there's probable cause and the facts presented to them would lead them to say, yes, this ought to proceed to a trial. Now, the thing about the grand jury that's been lost today is that the grand jury is supposed to be an independent body functioning on its own, not simply doing the will of the prosecutor. A prosecutor will bring in a pile of evidence against someone and say, here's the evidence, and basically demand that the grand jury rubber stamp his decision that this person is to be taken to trial. they're not to do that. Yes, they're to look at the evidence that the prosecutor would bring to them, but they are to do an independent investigation. Actually, when a grand jury is impaneled, they are empowered to do their own investigation. They may take the evidence that the prosecutor's presented and say, well, let's do some of our own investigation into this. Let's check out some of the things because we recognize the prosecutor, how he gets advancement in his career is to stack up the prosecutions. And so he's going to try to convict people, whether they're innocent or guilty, doesn't much matter to him. He just wants to advance his career by having a long list of notches on his belt of people that he's incarcerated. That's how he gets ahead. So the grand jury is supposed to say, we recognize that there's bias here on the part of the prosecutor. We're not going to trust his evidence. We're going to do our own research and do as much as we can to see that a balanced decision is made here, that we determine that this person, there is enough evidence against him to go ahead with a capital a trial for a capital crime. Now, the prosecutors today basically have a slam dunk with most grand juries. Whatever they present, the grand jury is going to grant it. And that rubber stamping by the grand jury of today is completely contrary to the intent and the purpose of the function of the grand jury, to protect we, the people. And by the way, in stating this, the Fifth Amendment clearly recognizes capital punishment. The actual wording is that no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury. So here what they're talking about is crimes that are capital crimes that will result in a death penalty. And therefore, in the Fifth Amendment is enshrined this idea that the death penalty is an appropriate judgment against an individual that's committed capital crimes. And I say that because when we get to the Eighth Amendment, one of the gross misinterpretations of the Eighth Amendment is to say that it prohibits capital punishment. It never did. It never could, because the Fifth Amendment sees that capital punishment in certain cases is certainly appropriate. Now, the next thing that the Fifth Amendment does to protect us as citizens against the government is to protect us from what's called double jeopardy. That is, being tried twice for the same crime with the same evidence and same jurisdiction. The idea is that, and our founders experienced this with King George III, that, you know, he'd try it before one jury, and if they didn't convict you, well, he'd haul you up and try you again and again and again until he found a jury that he could persuade with the evidence or persuade by whatever means that you were guilty, and therefore you'd suffer the consequences, prison or even death. And they recognize that shopping for a jury like this is completely fraudulent. It's a miscarriage of justice. There should be no double jeopardy, that you cannot be tried for the same crime in the same jurisdiction twice.
Well, they sure got around that.
They have.
Trying you in the state court and then trying in the federal court, trying you on criminal charges, trying you on civil charges. I mean, they found means around this because the tyrants hate the Constitution and hate the Bill of Rights and hate any limitation being put on the power of government to get people, especially those that who are enemies of the state. And believe me, you do the right thing and they're going to find something. They're going to get somebody to your best friend. You think he's your best friend. He's really an agent provocateur. He's been placed there by the government to get you to say something or do something, or even to perjure himself in his you know, statements against you and be well paid for it. But the use of agent provocateurs in our country today by our government to get people to incriminate themselves is totally unconscionable. They can target anybody they want to, and I can give you dozens of instances where they have tried to get innocent people trapped in the legal system, and then if they don't get them, you know, on civil charges, they go after them on criminal charges. If they can't get them in the state court, they get them in the federal court.
And this is completely a violation of the Fifth Amendment, which is designed to protect us from this kind of government harassment. And even if they don't ultimately get you in the penalty, they may bankrupt you by continual trials.
And this is why we have over 2 million people in prison today, and And by the time you get those in probation, parole, I mean, you're talking probably 4 million. We have more people in prison today per capita, say for per 1,000 than they have in communist China or any other nation in the world in free America. How far we've gotten from our constitutional system that was to protect us from the tyranny of government.
Well, the third protection that the Fifth Amendment affords us is that no compulsory self-incrimination is permitted. That is, you cannot be coerced into giving a confession because it's recognized that that confession might be false. If government is given the power to force you to incriminate yourself, that is, to testify against yourself, if government was given that power, what are they going to do? They're going to take the maximum amount of force necessary to get you to confess to whatever crime it is they want you to confess to. And this ultimately will lead to torture. They will torture you to whatever extent is necessary to get you to fess up to whatever it is they want you to fess up to. So obviously you're not going to be honest. You may confess something just to stop the torture. And this is a terrible thing that's happening in our day now, that torture is being glorified. I guess there's this show, I haven't seen it, people tell me about it, and it's not worth watching.
Yeah.
24, where they're actually torturing people and justifying the torture of other fellow Americans in order to get them to confess. That is completely contrary to the Fifth Amendment, completely contrary to our protection against compulsory self-incrimination.
You know, there was a very interesting program the other night on Law and Order, and it had to do with some Muslims who were charged with a crime. And there's this one Muslim who was charged with this crime and potential murder indictment, but they were going to give him 9 years in prison. So he confessed to the crime. He said, all right, I'll take the 9 years. I can do 9 years, but I didn't do the crime. And the prosecutor said, why would you possibly... You know, confess and when you didn't do the crime? And the man said, because I'm a Muslim and I couldn't get a fair trial in your country. I know that. Do you think I could get a fair trial in your country today, the way you manipulate things against Muslims? And then, of course, as the story progressed, it turned out he wasn't even involved in the crime. But unfortunately, this is where we're headed. And when the Military Commission Act now allows them to use testimony obtained by torture against people, when it allows them to use, hearsay evidence against people, when there's no right of habeas corpus, where is the outcry from the American legal profession other than the American Anti-Christian Lawyers Union from the ACLU? Why aren't the good people out crying out? Why aren't our ministers speaking out against torture? Ask yourself that question. What's happened to the soul of America when even our ministers won't speak out against torture?
Tragic. Well, coerced confessions, our founders recognized, violate the image of God. Every man is created in the image of God, and the idea of being created in the image of God is that you cannot and must not be forced to cooperate in your own self-destruction. And they enshrine that biblical principle here in the Fifth Amendment. Of course, courts have ruled that custodial interrogation is inherently coercive, and therefore the police must use the Miranda rights to read them to a suspect to ensure that the suspect understands his Fifth Amendment rights, and anything that he states in that interrogation is truly voluntary and not something that he's feeling coerced to do. And so the court ruled in the Miranda case that the reading of those rights by the police has to be a prerequisite to them actually beginning an investigation of interrogating that individual, that they know that they have no obligation to incriminate themselves. And so when someone pleads the Fifth, talking about the Fifth Amendment, they plead the Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate themselves by their testimony. The fourth aspect of what the Fifth Amendment protects us against is that no one can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And due process means the essential procedures of fundamental fairness in the court system must be followed. We know that there's 45 million people in our country that have been, their life has been deprived from them without any due process of law whatsoever. That's abortion. We just kill these human beings indiscriminately, and that evil, God must certainly judge in our land. But there's other examples of this. The stealing of property by government agencies. Kilo v. New London last year was an example of this being done.
We'll be right back here as the American Freedom Network.
Dare to compare. With hundreds of nutritional drinks flooding the market, the best way to know what you're really getting is to compare. Compare Tunguska Blast, a powerful bioavailable drink, to other drinks. Tunguska Blast, core nutritional technology with 10 concentrated therapeutic properties, botanicals, and co-extracted essential oils. It increases energy, physical performance, supports your immune system, and enhances mental clarity. Compare and see the Tunguska Advantage by calling Ann Johnson at Brightside Natural Health Food Store, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and one reason I like to listen to watch Law and Order, the traditional one, is the fact that they show you how the legal system works. They will want to get somebody, they will pile on charge after charge after charge. Get them to, if they're convicted, they'll go to prison for 700 years. I mean, ridiculous. They will indict people that they know are innocent to try to terrify them into giving testimony. Well, when you are faced with a murder indictment for something you didn't do, lots of times you'll say somebody else did it, even knowing that they're innocent. Or when you give people who've committed terribly serious crimes, a free pass if they'll simply testify, do you honestly believe their testimony is honest? Of course it's not. They're going to say whatever the prosecutor wants them to say, and it's just like obtaining a confession by torture. We have corrupted the legal system in the name of getting, you know, getting indictments and getting people put in prison, which is why we have more people in prison in the United States today per capita than any other nation in the world. Are you concerned? I mean, are you concerned because we're refurbishing those Japanese concentration camps or building new concentration camps in America? Could you be next? Well, if God is just, I really believe we're going to see him bringing his punishment on the United States and on the good people of the United States, not for what they've done, but for what they haven't done. Because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And believe me, there is evil, and it all goes right back to the undermining of these constitutional guarantees, the guarantees there in the Bill of Rights, which were designed to limit the power of government over the lives of the people. Go ahead.
Well, this last phrase that you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property is because you recall in the Declaration of Independence the very purpose for which government exists, its sole purpose for existence, is to protect and defend our God-given rights, the first of which is the right to life, second, the right to liberty, third, the right to property, which is ensconced in the phrase the pursuit of happiness. But the idea here is that if government doesn't protect your right to life, if government doesn't give you a fair trial, if your life is going to be taken away from you, or your liberty is going to be taken away from you in prison, or your property is going to be taken away from you, then that government is illegitimate. That's what our founders said in the Declaration of Independence. And because our government is taking away people's right to life without due process of law in abortion, because our government is taking away people's right to liberty in, as you have said, completely corrupting our judicial system, and because our government is taking away the right to property now with decisions like Kelo v. New London, Connecticut, that basically has declared any time the government wants to steal your property so it can get a larger tax revenue off that same piece of property from some other private citizen or some other developer, they have the right to do that. And we see that happening all over the country where people's property is literally being stolen from them. We have to conclude that what our founders said in the Declaration of Independence has come true here before our very eyes. The very reason our government was formed in 1776 has been violated by this current government. And it needs to be, as they say in the Declaration of Independence, it needs to be altered or it needs to be abolished. One or the other, but we have a God-given right to do that.
And, of course, you know, of course, the justification for a community taking somebody's property and giving to somebody else's, and why we're going to get more tax revenue so we can help the people. But the reality is, if you don't think that money exchanges under the table or money is given for campaign contributions by large developers, then you're living in a dream world. I mean, or you've been smoking too much pot. In fact, even Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, when this was broached one evening on the Jay Leno program, I mean, Schwarzenegger, you know, and you spontaneously said, why that simply means that the people who've been contributing to the politicians are going to get the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's wrong. And it was one of the few things he said that's really been right. But go right ahead, David, because I share your concern. But you see, people aren't concerned until it's their property that's taken away. And then when it's their property, they're suddenly shouting about the Constitution, but they're not shouting about it when other people's rights are taken away.
And it should be when other people's rights, when we see other people's rights violated, we rise up, because Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. If I love my neighbor as myself, I'm not just going to shout when my property's taken. I'm going to shout when his property's taken. But again, many Americans feel like, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, there's one very important and doable act that every American citizen can do, and that is to teach the principles, or I should say communicate the principles we're talking about here on the radio program, to their own family and to their neighbors, their friends, to their church community, and to their wider community. They can do that by getting what we call a host kit of Institute on the Constitution, which enables them with any group of people anywhere to communicate these same principles We offer a DVD set of 12 lectures that walk a person through the history of the Christian foundation of our country, the biblical worldview that our founders were operating from in crafting our form of government, and gives a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the subsequent amendments, such that you will be a better equipped citizen, actually better equipped to govern than most of 90-plus percent of all those in Washington, D.C., and in the state capitals of all 50 states who do not know the U.S. Constitution, and although they take an oath to uphold it and defend it, are doing neither. They're doing the opposite, destroying it. And people can purchase our host kit by going online to our web store, and that's at iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. Or if they want to call us toll-free, they can use our toll-free number to order a host kit, and that number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again is 866-730-9796. And we're encouraged, Dr. Stan, because we see not only in every 50 state, all 50 states are now, there's at least one course being conducted this year, but we here in Maryland have had a very special opportunity. We had an invitation from a state senator from Annapolis to come and teach to state legislators, both delegates and senators, this course. And we're in the midst of doing that. Actually, tonight I'm going down to Annapolis to conduct the next session. And as we're educating these legislators, I mean, it's really fascinating to see their eyes popping wide open and say, what? I mean, we were never taught that. This, and they're beginning to question in their minds what's going on.
Sure.
and what they're doing in their position of leadership in our state. And we hope to conduct this again and again and again and reach many of the state legislators here in Maryland and hope to be able to encourage this to take place in all 50 states, that state legislators as well as U.S. representatives and senators would take a in-depth course studying what the founders really meant, what they intended by the words of our Declaration, our Constitution, and Bill of Rights.
And the people who would establish a dictatorship in America, and believe me, there are, hate the Constitution because it limits their ability to control the people. That's why they finance communism and socialism, because it centralizes power. Right back. Just a moment here, American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Pastor David Whitney. David, get your telephone number and your website out one more time, please.
Yes, our toll-free number for people to call and order a host kit is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Or they can actually order by going to our web store, which, by the way, has a number of other resources available there. Our website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. If they'd like, if they go to our website, they can request our free copy of our Liberty Forum, the quarterly magazine, which deals with various issues, constitutional applications of those issues, and is currently being offered free to anyone who signs up on a website to receive that. And the point is that we, the American citizens, can make a difference, but the difference will only be effective if we reach millions of other Americans with these truths. The problem is the American electorate has been dumbed down to say, well, you know, this guy looks popular, I like him, or whatever, and other people say good things, I'm going to vote for him, without asking the question, what does he believe about government? What does he believe the purpose of government? Is he committed to the, has he even read through the Constitution? Does he understand what it says? And the fact of the matter is, most people elected to office have no idea what the Constitution says, have never studied it, and are prepared as they go into office to violate the Constitution whether they know it or not. And that's not the kind of people we need in power. We need people who are going to be following the terms of our contract with our government, which is the Constitution. And therefore, they are only qualified for office if they've read, understand, and have studied the Constitution, and furthermore, are truly committed to fulfilling the terms of this contract we the people have with our government. Simple way, and on our website we also have this list of questions you can ask a potential legislator to determine whether they are constitutionally adept or not. And basic question, what's the purpose of government? I've asked a number of different legislators over the years that very question, and they've failed the answer again and again and again, including one that ran for the Senate here in Maryland. And the question is answered by our founders in the Declaration of Independence. The purpose of government is to secure and protect your God-given rights, the first of which is the right to life, then to liberty and property, and that's exactly enshrined here in the Fifth Amendment, that nobody can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And they do provide for a taking of private property, but only when there's just compensation and only when it is for necessary public use, such as building a road or some other structure that's absolutely going to be necessary for that. But in other words, a very, very, very restricted taking of private property. And they call it a taking because they recognize that it is not something that is good. It is a, you know, kind of lesser of two evils things, that it can only be taken if it is for public use, not for, as it's been determined by Kilo v. New London, just so the government can get more tax revenue off of that piece of property. And you see, a taking is another question. What is that when the government literally takes control of the property and uses it for something else? But what if government actually doesn't take the title to your property, but they restrict your use on that property through zoning laws, such prohibiting you from a building or prohibiting you from conducting business or prohibiting you from using that property? Isn't that a taking of your property, but without taking the title of it?
It sure is, and if they want to do that, they should pay for it. They do not.
They don't.
They simply tell you what you will do with your private property, and little by little, we've accepted the fact that the state has the right to do that. Oh, maybe because it might be a wetland. Maybe there's a fern on it. Ladies and gentlemen, you may think this is ridiculous. No, they know it's ridiculous, but they want you to get used to bowing down to the power of the bureaucrats. That's what it's all about. And the American people have lost their manliness. They've lost their belief in freedom. We'll just go along and get along and not rock the boat. And any person willing to give up any bit of their individual liberty will soon lose it all, as you're going to find out when you just discover why they are refurbishing those Japanese concentration camps for $38 million and building new concentration camps for Halliburton for $385 million. Check it out on Google. You'll find it's true. And then get involved, not tomorrow or someday in the future, today. Go ahead, David.
And when we see this, many people have been sucked into this by the idea, well, my property value has to be preserved, and therefore I have to determine what my neighbor can or cannot do with zoning laws. And so many Americans have been sucked into this idea that we can allow government to make all kinds of restrictions and control on other people's property simply out of our own greed. I want my property value preserved. But we need to recognize that that's a deal with the devil. Because if you're stealing another person's property by restricting what they can and cannot do in that property, you are also, therefore, complicit in this government plan to steal everyone's property and ultimately make the point that no one owns property. Well, our founders would be appalled were they here today and see the kind of abuse the government has used against people's property as well as their liberty and their life. And it was the exact opposite of what they intended. And that's the reason why the Fifth Amendment reads as it does. The government cannot do what it is doing on a daily basis. Well, just briefly, I know we probably don't have much time, but let me just mention the Sixth Amendment, and we'll come back and revisit it later, but that the rights of a criminal defendant to a speedy trial and a public trial, that means that kangaroo court that takes place behind scenes that nobody knows what's going on, but it's public so that the public can determine whether it is being fairly conducted as a trial and a jury trial. And we'll talk a bit more about that because that's a very important aspect of how we can take back our constitutional republic from the tyrants who are currently running things. So the power of the jury is very important to remember. And also the criminal is to be informed of the charges against them, given particularity and sufficient advance notice of what those charges are in order to prepare a defense in the court, and an opportunity to confront and examine those who are accusing him in that court of law.
Well, we're out of time, David. Thanks very much. Always a pleasure having you, but look forward to having you again next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Let me just remind you that my ministry is listener-supported. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. You can listen to us at RadioLiberty.com on the Internet or shortwave or Satellite 5, Telstar 5. We want to get the information out, and we hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're interested, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest you seriously consider getting the material we have on concentration camps. There is a reason that they passed the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act here last October in the middle of the night. If you have not yet got our four-tape set on the Military Commission Act, you need to get it. You need to get our concentration camp four-tape set, or better still, our concentration camp special with the videos that go along with it, to hear one of the congressmen explaining what the plan is. He lays it all out. In the case of a national emergency, suspend the Constitution, begin rounding people up, and put them into concentration camps. Henry Gonzalez, he understood what it was about. He's trying to awaken the American people. Don't you realize we have people who want a dictatorship in America, who hate the Constitution? And that is why the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford, have been financing communism and socialism. Why? Do they want to redistribute their wealth? Of course not. They want to actually do away with the Constitution, centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and then use the power of government to enslave the people. Because, after all, we'll have an elected form of government, but, of course, the politicians are bought and sold on a regular basis. And, in fact, most of those that they go after legally are the good guys. So often they'll go after the good guys and entrap them, and the bad guys just stay on in positions of power and smile with a big fat pension, a good comfortable job working as a lobbyist, and a secure future. When you are part of the establishment, you don't have to worry they're going to come after you. So we've got a totally corrupt system because we have a satanic force working within our nation today. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to get the new book we're carrying, Satanic Crimes by William H. Kennedy. You need to get Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, and the four tape set that goes with that. It's called The Wisdom of Father Malachi Martin, and you get that at a reduced cost if you get them together. All of these things, the material on the concentration camps, the four-tape set, or the concentration camp special, or the videos. You could simply get America Behind Barbed Wire video if you wanted to, or DVD. But get the material. Help us get the information out. Talk to others. Ask them to Google in concentration camps, you know, Japanese concentration camps, $38 million. Find out it's true. Google in Halliburton, $385 million detention camps. You'll find it's true. And then, of course, get our four-tape set on the Military Commission Act. Get the other material that we have that will help you understand what's going on and help you educate others. Understand they're poisoning our children. You need to get the DVD or video by Dr. James Hartman.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.